And hello out there in Radio Land, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name's Roger Cash, and I bet you can tell by the opening tune, if you were tuning in last week, you know, last week I started the Birds of a Feather theme. We just heard a bunch of birds in that one. That was the great steel guitar player Bud Isaacs, with his version of Listen to the Mockingbird called Hot Mockingbird. Indeed it was. That one was recorded in Nashville in February of 1954 for the RCA Victor label. The great Bud Isaacs on the steel guitar, Chet Atkins on the guitar, Eddie Hill on the guitar, Bob Moore on the bass, Buddy Harmon on the drums. Yeah, we got a lot of good music to get to today. First up, we're going to start with a rockin' little number we haven't heard from this woman in quite a while on Freetown Radio. She was a great singer. Here's Polly Possum and her Dog Patch Boys with Between You and the Birds and the Bees and Cupid from 1952 to kick off the first set, and here we go.
Between you and the birds and the bees and Cupid, you made me change my ways. I'm not the same that I used to be. I'm walking around in a daze. I get up with a smile on my face in the morning, whistling a love refrain. Between you and the birds and the bees and Cupid, my life just ain't the same. Folks just smile and shake their heads. Mine seems funny and light. Nothing ever seems to go wrong. Everything turns out just right. There's just one good explanation beneath the doggone moon above. Between you and the birds and the bees and Cupid, you made me fall in love. Smile, shake their heads. Mine seems funny and light. Nothing ever seems to go wrong. Everything turns out just right. Hey, there's just one good explanation beneath the doggone moon above. Between you and the birds and the bees and Cupid, you made me fall in love. You made
Johnny is a joker,
he's a bird,
a very funny joker,
he's a bird,
but when he jokes my honey,
he's a dog,
his joking ain't so funny,
what a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby,
he's a bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song,
like a bird,
sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard,
but when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
Donna wants to fly away and book a love, my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, we're on the wrong trail. Bird dog.
getting out. What a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail.
Far and distant sea, while of others you are thinking, won't you sometimes think of me? If you're ever going to love me, if it's but a little bit, love me now while I am living, so that I kiss your lips, dear darling. Who's gonna hold you to their heart? Who's gonna kiss your lips, dear darling, when we're many miles apart? You will meet with other faces. Some will say that I'm untrue, but remember, no one loves you as I do. Who's gonna kiss your lips, dear darling? Who's gonna hold you to their breast? Who's gonna tell you all the future, as I've told you all the past? One more world and all is over. One more word before we part. You have caused me lots of trouble. You have almost broke my heart. Can't you hear that nightbird crying o'er some far and distant sea? While of others you are thinking, won't you sometimes think of me?
My heart's like a bird with a broken wing. Too hurt to fly or to sing again. Just like a bird lost from skies of blue. That's how I'm lost in this world without you. But somebody else is in your arms, and my heart's the saddest thing. Just broken into, left alone and blue, like a bird with a broken wing. Like a bird with a broken wing, fly or to sing again. Just like a bird lost from skies of blue, that's how I'm lost in this world without you. But somebody else is in your arms, and my heart's the saddest thing. Just broken into, left alone and blue, like a bird with a broken wing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dusty Walker. What a voice. That was Bird with a Broken Wing. That was recorded in Santa Monica, California in May of 1950 for the Columbia label. Actually out in Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard. And before Dusty Walker, we heard the Blue Sky Boys with Can't You Hear That Nightbird Crying? That was recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina, in October 1936 for the Montgomery Ward label. And the Blue Sky Boys with their great blood harmony, the brothers Earl and Bill Bollock. Earl on the vocal and the guitar, and Bill on the vocal and the mandolin. And before that, another brother act with some blood harmony. That was the great Everly Brothers with their hit Bird Dog. That was recorded in Nashville on July 10th in 1958 for RCA Victor's Cadence label. And we opened up that set with Polly Possum and her Dog Patch Boys with Between You and the Birds and the Bees and Cupid, which was recorded in December 1952 for the Columbia label. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Freetown Radio. We are continuing our Birds of a Feather theme that we started last week. And on to the second set. And for our first track, this is from a great album that was recorded back in 1997 from the Stewart Brothers from North Carolina. Travis and Trevor Stewart. They had a great little album that they put out called Pretty Little Widow. This one is just Travis on his own on the vocal and the banjo doing the old classic Little Birdie. This was recorded in Canton, North Carolina at Trevor's house in September of 1997. Here's Travis Stewart with Little Birdie.
Thank you.
never see you no more. Never ever see you, never see you no more. Never even knew you, never knew you at all. Never even knew you, never knew you at all. Got a bird that whistles, got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles, got a bird that sings.
Great Australian songwriter in a long time, Paul Kelly. That was Paul Kelly with Uncle Bill. Uncle Bill is a country band from Australia. They put out a record in 1999 called Smoke on Australia's God Aggie label. That was a little tune that Paul wrote called Whistling Bird. Before that, we heard one of the greatest flat picker guitar players of all time. That was Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels with Clarence's version of Listen to the Mockingbird. That was recorded live in California in April of 1967. Eventually came out on an album on the Rounder label called Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels. And of course, that was Clarence on the guitar, his brother Eric White on the bass, his other brother Roland White on the mandolin, and Bob Wofford was on the banjo on that one. Kentucky Colonels with Listen to the Mockingbird. Before that, we heard a couple of great fiddlers. That was Kenny Baker and Joe Green. The original tune called Birdie. That was recorded in High Point, North Carolina, in September of 1967 for the county label. With Kenny Baker and Joe Green on the fiddles, Vernon Lee Brown on the guitar, Bill Grimes on the banjo, Glenn Isom on the mandolin, Ray Hoskins on the bass for the county label. Also from North Carolina, opening up that set from Canton, North Carolina, That was Travis Stewart of the famous Stewart Brothers doing the old classic Little Birdie. And that was recorded at Travis's late brother Trevor's house in Canton, North Carolina in September of 1997 for an album that they made called Pretty Little Widow. Travis Stewart, the excellent rendition of Little Birdie. So we're just about crossing the halfway mark here on Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash, and I'm here to tell you that Freetown Radio comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on an absolute jewel of a public radio station here in the South, filled with all kinds of great local programming and national NPR programming as well. That's KRVS, that you can find at 88.7 megahertz on your FM dial if you're in the Lafayette Lake Charles area. And you can hear Freetown Radio anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection simply by going to krvs.org and clicking on the Listen Live button. Or if you missed a show, you can check us out in the archives and the Music on Demand, Audio on Demand button on that same website at krvs.org. And scroll down to Freetown Radio. It'll take you to the Freetown Radio page where all the past shows are archived there by date for your listening convenience. We are a listener-supported public radio here in Acadiana. And we're going to have some fun drives coming up soon, being that it's spring. Stay tuned, because I know y'all like to support the station and help us keep public radio alive. So let's get on with the second half of the show. This time, we're going to go all the way back to 1929. This is a real classic bird song from the great Clarence Ashley on the vocal and the banjo. I believe this was his very first recording session in October of 1929 in Johnson City, Tennessee, with the classic that he made a classic, The Cuckoo Bird. To kick off the second half of the show, here we go.
Gonna build me log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July. I've played cards in Dingham. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. Now you rob my poor pocket all my silver and my gold. I played cards in England. I played cards In Spain, I'll bet you $10, I beat you this game. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July.
hummingbird. Then bird take a message home to the land of the hummingbird. Land of hummingbird. Land of hummingbird. M.S. take a message home to the land of hummingbird. Tell my mommy, tell my baby, tell my Aunt Emily. Tell my brother, tell my sister, tell my whole family. Going back to the land of the hummingbird. Going back to the land of my hummingbird. Got my furniture, everything. People join with me and sing. Going back to the land of the hummingbird.
That was the great Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings. Albert Ammons on the piano. That was Myla Moore, Bird Rag, recorded in Chicago in February of 1936 for the Decca label. And before that, we heard one of the first artists, first West Indian artists to become popular in New York back in the early days. That was Sam Manning, who took us to the land of the hummingbirds. Sam on the vocal in the maracas with an unknown band, recorded in New York in January of 1930 for the Columbia label. Before that, the great Mississippi Sheiks with Jailbird Love Song, recorded in San Antonio on June 12th, 1930 for the OK label. Bo Carter and Walter Vincent on the vocals and the guitars, Lonnie Chapman on the fiddle. And we opened up that set with Clarence Ashley on the vocal and the banjo with the Cuckoo Bird, recorded in Johnson City, Tennessee, October 23rd, 1929 for the Columbia label. So it looks like we've got time for one more set. We'd better visit Birdland if we're going to continue our bird theme. We're going to check in with the great bebop poet, Eddie Jefferson. This one was recorded in Pittsburgh in 1952 with the great sax player James Moody's band for the Savoy label. And it's called The Birdland Story. And here we go to kick off the last set.
Stop while I tell the story about James Moody. He's on, he got in a session, and he really blowed his top. He just couldn't stop more. When he stopped blowing, everybody stood right up in his seats, cause he was really crazy, and the whole house was swinging and swaying, cause they knew what he was trying to say. Wanted to play, everybody got deep down in the groove and started riding, and the rhythm was flying. I know, cause I heard. Yes, I was there when Moody took his horn and started to blow. Boy, he blowed. Good Lord, I'm back in New York. It makes me very happy, yes, so very, very happy just to be back in the city. I loved your old Paris, it was crazy, but my mind got kind of hazy for the ones I wanted to be with. And you know, my habit is found right here in the city. Picked up my horn and I got a cab and went straight down to Birdland. The first one that I met there was Charlie. He was standing at the bar with Diz, having a little taste, they had time to waste. The rhythm section hadn't come in, but Polly took a seat and started into playing Na 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 Na, and everybody said he was putting them such a groovy feeling, and I know it. He laid me out, Ray Brown and Shadow were keeping the rhythm, and it sounded mighty birdy. Then one of the tenors started swinging. Somebody screamed, James Moody has really got to blow now. Moody went and picked up his horn, and nobody made a sound. That's when the yard looked round and said, go ahead and blow it, swing it, Moody. You've got the feeling that I had when I was a young and a gay. Tell the folks just what you got to say. Then the house started rocking when the yard stood up and took a couple choruses, he wigged me. He was blowing, blowing, blowing away, and it sounded mighty pretty. You'll never know the feeling I had way deep down inside, of course, unless you were there. It was a Saturday night, I'll never forget, cause it's feeling real good. Moody blowing, Charlie showing, this is going, going, going way to the top of the sky. They're really shouting, there can be no doubt about it, they will leave you in a groove. Hey, everybody, Moody's blowing the blues.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, ABC Radio Network, in cooperation with the United States Treasury Department and the American Federation of Musicians, James E. Petrillo, President, bring you transcribed the music of Lester Young and his quintet, all coming to you right here at Birdland at Broadway and 52nd Street in the heart of New York City. Well, I tell you, we're going to get started all. We got a lot of people here at Birdland tonight. Everybody's swinging and everybody's singing. And everybody's applauding, too, to the music of Lester Young and his quintet.
Thank you.
Well, that was a fitting coda for our Birdland set there. That was the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, better known as NRBQ. A little thing they call Birdman. That was from an album that they put out, a self-titled album. It was just called NRBQ. It came out on the Rounder label in 1999. And NRBQ is Terry Adams on the keyboards, Johnny Spampinato on the guitar, his brother Joey Spampinato on the bass, and Tom Artolino on the drums. Before that, no Birds of a Feather show would be complete without the great Bird himself. That was Charlie Parker on the alto sax with Bird of Paradise. That one was recorded in New York on October 28th, 1947 for the Dial label, with Miles Davis on the trumpet, Duke Jordan on the piano, Tommy Potter on the bass, and the great Max Roach on the drums. Before that, we heard a rare Western swing version of Lullaby of Birdland. That was the Jerry Dykes Band, which was a swing band from Waco, Texas. That was from a live TV broadcast that they did in 1958 in Waco. And before that one, we heard Lester Young with the same theme, the Lullaby of Birdland. Just playing the theme there. Live at Birdland, of course, on 52nd Street in New York City in 1953. And we opened up that set with the great bebop poet, lyricist Eddie Jefferson, with the Birdland Story. That was recorded in Pittsburgh in 1952. For the Savoy label with James Moody's band. The great Eddie Jefferson. And Eddie was known for taking a jazz man solo and putting words to the solo in perfect syncopated rhythm. The great Eddie Jefferson. That's all we got time for today on Freetown Radio. Thank you all for listening in. Don't forget that Freetown Radio comes to you every Friday at 3 here on KRVS 88.7 FM and KRVS.org on the World Wide Web. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Friday at 3.
This program was made possible in part by contributions to KRVS Public Radio from listeners like you.
Enjoy Zydeco Blues and Old School R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
Hello, KRVS listeners. Join us every Friday from 10 to midnight for The Fringe, all the best in underground sounds and so much more. That's The Fringe, Fridays from 10 to midnight on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.